From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, how's the self-isolation going? Me? I've had better times. After all, there are only so many episodes of Ice Road Truckers or Cold Water Cowboys you can watch before you start seeing the Grim Reaper more of a friend than a foe. My wife Karen thinks she can sneak out of lockup to do a little grocery shopping because her immune system is better than mine. No doctor has told her this, of course, but what the hell? Let her tempt fate. She's got nothing to lose but her life and mine, so not too much is at stake. My outdoor ventures are now reduced to getting all bundled up and sitting on our 10th floor balcony and watching aimlessly at absolutely nothing happening below. The occasional dog walker seems to be the only one out there. If they see another dog walker approaching, they immediately cross the street, which reminds me of an old Chris Rock joke that is just too racist to safely recall here. The CRTC is not known for its sense of humor, so why try to push the buttons and get the boys in trouble? If it sounds like I'm going a bit stir, it's because I am, although I try not to show it to my wife, which is why I keep all the guns and hunting knives hidden so she doesn't get any ideas, or me for that matter. I have no idea how many weeks it has been since self-isolation became the name of the game, but it's been a while. A few days ago, Ottawa Mayor Jimbo Watson got his knickers in a knot about a bunch of boys playing at a local park. It was as if they should have all been arrested, tossed in the Innes Road Hilton, and the keys thrown away. So it's getting a little testy out there. So it's another week down, and who knows how many to go. The big question is, will we all prevail? For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. By the way, where was I going? Oh, Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brande over there, and of course, I'm Angelo Biola. At your service this wonderful weekend of indoor purgatory. It's the only way I can describe it. It's not hell.
No.
It's not hell.
Well, listen to us.
It's purgatory. You know, it's not quite heaven, not quite hell. It is what it is.
You're living with your family for a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
So you've been there's no break time.
You've been doing that all your life. Why are a couple of weeks going to bother you? I mean, good God. I want to thank all the folks who are on the chat roll.
Chat room.
Thank you. Why am I calling it chat roll?
It's the same with the app, but it's free.
Oh, we're not supposed to say
that's
that.
Free advertising right there.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Fishing Canada chat room.
Thanks for pointing that out to me. Just keep posting your comments. We're going to get to them each and every. One particular listener is listening to us from Alberta.
The power of the
Welcome
internet.
Welcome aboard, Western Canada. He says that he listens to the program regularly. And we make his week. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Well, he's making mine right now. I don't know whether he knows that or not. and we thank him and everybody else for tuning in today. Once again, for those of you just getting on board, what we've done in lieu of being able to take your phone calls, because I thought it'd be kind of cool. I thought it'd be great. And I was really excited to call headquarters, Dave Cadeau, our boss, and say, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we let the audience carry Outdoor Journal now for the next few weeks? Let them come on air and talk, you know, about their trials and tribulations over the next few, hopefully few weeks, not months, of impoundment. But we can't do that because we can't have the personnel required to be taking phone calls. So we thought, well, let's do it another way. Let's open up the lines, if you will, on in terms of chat. So we've got a new setup on fishingcanada.com. If you go to that site, that's fishingcanada.com. At the very top, you'll see the red ribbon where all the buttons are for various places on the site. At the very end of that ribbon, there is a chat button. Push that. It'll take you to a chat page. Get yourself on there and ask away, and we will endeavor to take all of your questions, all of your concerns, all of your suggestions. I'd like to know if you've got any ideas, for example, on future episodes. Who do you want us to bring, not bring here in, obviously, interview? Who do you want us to interview? Who do you think would be a good fit for Outdoor Journal Radio for you to listen to? But more importantly, I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're up to. I want to know how you're getting through these dark days. And maybe they're not as dark as we think they are. I know a lot of people I know. I got a really good friend of mine, and he's been home now for, I guess, about 16, 17 days. And he loves it. He says it's great. He's hoping this thing will last forever. So there, I'm sure that there are people out there who are actually enjoying this self-isolation. Uncle Jack is on the chat board right now. We know he loves to be self-isolated. The more time he can spend with himself and expose himself to himself, the better off he is. So, anyways, his question is, can we fish or not fish? He wants to know, is fishing open in this province? Well, right now it's not, because it doesn't open yet. But I'm assuming he's alluding to the trout season opener coming up. Right now, the answer is yes. The province of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, and I believe Quebec too, and I wasn't able to confirm this, but late last night I received notice that Quebec might also be the third province in our country to not close but delay the openings of their trout season, which traditionally trout season is the very first fishery to open in all jurisdictions across the country. And for the most part, April is the month that they start. And like I said, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and Quebec, they've all announced that they will be postponing that opening, which you know, the question needs to be asked, is that a good idea? Do you think during these times that we should be offered an opportunity to go out and just clear our heads on a lake, for example, on your boat? But that comes at a price, right? It comes, the consequences there is that no matter how self-isolated you think you are when you're doing that activity, you're really not, because you've got to, if you're boating, for example, and there's a whole other issue for non-boating fishing activities that are going to be upon us here shortly. But if you're boating, you know, you've got to get gas. You're going to stop and get a coffee. You're going to get bait. There's all kinds of things that you're going to do that require interaction with other human beings. And I guess, you know, the thought process there is that we can avoid those, just like we have been for the last several weeks in self-isolation. If we can avoid them, then we're all going to be better off for it. So that's kind of the thought process there, because you're right. Wouldn't it be great for those of us who are suffering through this isolation stuff? Wouldn't it be great to be able to just get on your boat and go out in the middle of a lake and spend a day out there, even if it's by yourself? But I can also see the other side, so. We need to adhere. Right now, I think what we need to do, we need to all look in the mirror and say, we can beat this thing. And the sooner we get serious about hunkering down, and I mean serious about hunkering down, the sooner we do that, the sooner we can get this thing gone. And it is definitely 100%. If you are not convinced that isolation and stopping the movement of this virus is our answer right now, then you're completely unhooked with the rest of the world. So, anyways. Alrighty. Where was I before I got off onto that? And it's going to happen a lot. You're going to have to keep pulling me back on board.
Squirrel.
Exactly. You're going to have to keep pulling me back on board. That music was because I was supposed to allude to the fact that it's time for a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most watched fishing show.
Yes.
And by the way, more and more people are watching fishingcanada.com now even than ever before through this pandemic. The episode that's airing right now on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast, it's on TV right now. I'm not on it. All right, let's move along. I'm not on that episode. So what am I going to talk about it for? Oh, yeah, no, it's, I'm sorry. Peter Bowman and Steve Nedzwicki are hosting this episode. You thought I was serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a long number of weeks, my friend. Peter Bowman, Steven Nedzwicki on the Fish of Canada show. They are at Adolphus Reach. For those of you who are in the walleye business, you know where that is. Bay of Quinte, walleye capital of the world. In this episode, oh my God, it is unbelievable. The size of walleye, you know, sometimes you look at the fish that they're caught in the Bay of Quinte and you say, I don't know. It almost looks like all that stuff staged. There just aren't that many big walleye in one spot. Well, that's because you've never fished the Bay of Quinte. This episode will hopefully get you all pumped up for next year's fall fishery down there. It's on the Global Television Network right now, and it is called Reaching Deep for Walleye. Of course, if you're listening to us and you're on the chat board with us, chances are you're not watching TV.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, the next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
And while you're there on fishcanada.com, don't forget to put your ballot in for the Mercury 2.5 four-stroke outboard motor that we're going to be giving away shortly.
Yes.
Shortly in a matter of days, I think.
There's a new one.
Yeah, 3 weeks. No, it's
that's
days.
True. Yeah.
It's days.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right, that there means it's time for a little in-house safety. Of course, today and probably in the 2 or 3 weeks to come, safety is going to be concerning safety and not just safety on the water or safety while you're snowmobiling. Of course, you're not doing any of that right now. Safety, keeping ourselves alive. Our in-house safety expert, Bradley Schlurf. Hey, Brad.
All set to go here, and then I got this vision of you talking about Jack exposing himself.
I know. I was hoping you'd get that.
I did.
And how are you making out with that? How'd that work out for you?
I'm okay. You know, with the change from the crack research department there, I had to do some looking for myself. Not as Jack exposed himself, but so right away talking about delays in fishing and whatnot, I just read that the City of Owen Sound is closing the public boat launches.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a lot of Owen Sound is one of about a handful that have just made that announcement. So, you know, it might not be a question of can we go fishing or not. It might be more of a question of how the hell do I get my boat in the water, right?
Well, and you know, sometimes these things are like the thin edge of the wedge. It's just that that happens to be one of the first municipalities that's announced it. It's, you know, these things sort of snowball sometimes. I'm not real sure, other than, the municipal maintenance people and stuff like that having to look after it, how a boat launch could cause problems with social distancing. And, you know, if you're out in your boat on Georgian Bay fishing, like it, other than the person that's in the boat with you, who hopefully is maybe a family member, I don't quite get the connection here.
Well, okay, I do, though, and I'll tell you why. Because every time that Peter and I go to a boat launch, doesn't matter where it is, Northern Ontario, Southern Ontario, other jurisdictions, other provinces, doesn't matter. Every time we go to a boat launch, it becomes a social event.
Yeah, but you're world famous.
No. It has nothing to do with that. And a lot of times we join in the activities that are already taking place at a boat launch. A boat launch is one of those crazy places that everybody all of a sudden comes out of their shell. And everybody's your buddy. And everybody wants to help you with yours and their, you know what I mean? It's a social environment. And how you could avoid it or not practice social distancing on a boat launch is beyond me. I think it'd be a personally, my own opinion. This is my own opinion. I think if it was unpoliced, it would be a disaster. But that's just me. Don't worry about me.
Well, in retrospect, I kind of agree with you, except for I think the best part of a boat launch is watching some guy that really doesn't know what he's doing get mad at his wife because of his incompetence trying to put his boat on or off the trailer.
Oh, how true that is. Have you seen there was a great great piece of work on YouTube that I saw yesterday? Somebody said to me, that guy... I kind of laugh. You guys obviously haven't seen it. So this guy pulls up to a boat launch by himself.
Okay.
And he gets out of the truck to go and unhook his. Now, he's got a pretty big boat. Looks like about a 20-footer, 22-footer, but a big hull on it. Anyways, he rolls down the ramp, puts his brakes on, jumps out of the truck. Well, he jumped out of the truck, but he didn't put it into park.
Oh.
And so the vehicle's rolling back, And I'm laughing, but he got hurt, obviously. But he falls the truck, the door, because the door's open and it's moving backwards, and it knocks him down. He almost gets run over by his own vehicle. The vehicle continues to go into water. Now, fortunately, it's a shallow ramp, so the vehicle roof is still exposed. The boat is
now floating.
The windshield top is showing. So he swims out to the boat to try and it was the funniest scene I've ever seen. It was unbelievable.
It'll go viral after you talk about it.
It was crazy. You have to see it. I don't have mixed feelings about it. Yes, I have mixed feelings about the fact that we might not be able to get out for trout opener this year. I do believe we'll get out fishing this year. I do believe that. But we might not get out for trout opener, which is a mere weeks away. And I don't have mixed feelings about it. I think good on us if we can adhere to that.
Well, I'm going to try to avoid a bit of social isolation maybe later this week, depending on what the weather's like, and do something I haven't done in a long time. I'm going to go and fish off the shore for rainbow. Oh, steelhead. Hang on a second.
Okay,
but
Brad, see, that's the problem, and that's what I alluded to a few moments ago. I said that's, you know, one issue is going out to a boat launch and putting your boat in, going fishing, et cetera. You know, once you're out in the lake, you're isolated. It's cool. No problem. But that's not the real issue with trout opener. The real issue with trout opener is that traditionally in most waters in southern Ontario, tributaries off the Great Lakes where steelhead or rainbow are the main quarry, it's shoulder to shoulder. How do you distance yourself then?
Gotcha.
And that's where I think the problem is. And that's and anyways. So far we haven't heard anything, so I have no reason to believe. But I got to tell you something right now. If other provinces are delaying the opening of trout season, we'd be foolish not to expect it here. That's my opinion. So, anyways, look at that. You ate up your whole time, buddy. You want to stay with us for you? What, are you busy today? Do you have plans? Are you outside raking the lawn? What are you doing?
No, it's been raining here. I don't have to do any raking for a while.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll let you off then. Just chill out for the rest of this weekend. How's that?
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bradley Schlorff, retired OBP staff sergeant, now our in-house safety expert, and hunker down in the Orillia area. All right, more Journal after this. When we come back, we'll talk to Dave McLaughlin, Executive Director of Tourism Northern Ontario. He's going to let us know what's going on up north. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.